So literacy and content learning are deeply intertwined, and research has proven that incorporating skill building throughout instruction is better than teaching skills in isolation. So essential literacy skills are transferable, high-impact reading, writing, and language skills that are universally needed to drive student proficiency and growth toward grade-level and state-level standards.
Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If we haven't met before, my name is Monica Burns. I'm a former New York City public school teacher still here on the East Coast, and I've been out of the classroom for a few years leading professional development for educators and writing about all things ed tech on my blog classtechtips.com. I'm so excited for you to join me today on a Friday. You might be used to joining me on Tuesdays for new episodes of the podcast, but today I've got a special bonus episode in partnership with BrainPop. Before we jump into today's conversation, a quick reminder. You can head to my website, that's classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes from today's episode and the past 200 or so episodes of the Easy EdTech Podcast. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, another favorite podcast app, you should see a link in the description. That one will take you straight to the show notes for today's episode. Today's episode is titled Building Background Knowledge and Learning New Vocabulary in Any Subject Area, a bonus episode sponsored by BrainPop. Today, I chat with Karina Lynch, the Chief Product Officer at BrainPop, and it was so much fun chatting with Karina for today's episode. As you'll hear in our conversation, I am a BrainPop super fan and used it for years as a classroom teacher. We talk about the origin story of BrainPop, as well as strategies for using technology to boost content knowledge and vocabulary acquisition. Let's jump into the conversation. Welcome to the podcast. I am so excited to chat with you today about cross-curricular knowledge building, vocabulary acquisition, and all things BrainPop. But before we jump in, Karina, can you share a bit about your role in education? What does your day-to-day look like?
I'm Karina Lynch. I'm a former teacher, now Chief Product Officer at BrainPop, and my day-to-day can vary quite a bit. My favorite days are when I get to go into the classroom and observe a BrainPop lesson in action. I learn so much from teachers and from students. And my team and myself, we've been inspired to build new features and functionality by observing how teachers hack at products and kind of app smash them together to really get what they need for their students. Next week, I get to go and observe one of our lab school partners, and they're going to be testing out BrainPop Science's new engineering projects. And I know I am going to come away inspired and with a better understanding of our customers.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the reasons I'm so excited to chat with you today is because of this perspective, right, of your role. And today we're talking about the importance of helping students build background knowledge, grow their vocabulary. And before we dive into this topic, I have been a super fan of BrainPop for a decade now. I think I might have shared with you when we first connected that I have probably a dozen or so pictures of me and Moby from different conference hall floors. But can you share with us, you know, how has BrainPop evolved since the brand launched, you know, nearly 25 years ago?
Yeah. Well, so BrainPop has a really interesting origin story. We were founded by a pediatric immunologist, Dr. Avram Kadar. And he wanted to help kids understand the world around them and within them. And he knew that animation and characters are a powerful way to connect with kids, and that explaining what was happening to them would make it a lot less scary when they have allergies or an asthma attack. Knowledge demystifies, and there's real power with understanding what's happening to you. So he brought BrainPop online, and BrainPop quickly found a role with helping teachers explain concepts to kids. And we focused on building out standards coverage and really engaging with kids across the curriculum over the years. And most teachers out, you know, have originally come to BrainPop because they really love our movies. So we became popular for our movies' ability to build background knowledge. But we've expanded well beyond that to give students the ability to apply what they've learned and assess their skill development. So we've launched new features like pause points and challenges. And we've also deepened and extended learning with creative tools that help kids show what they know. So now kids can make their own BrainPop movies or code their own projects or build concept maps to make meaningful connections. We're continuing to evolve as a platform that demonstrates learning outcomes. So we're providing actionable insights that save teachers time while surfacing insights into students' biggest areas of misconception and where they could use additional skills practice. And we're also diving deeper into solutions that help teachers with hard-to-teach new standards. So our newest offering, BrainPop Science, is a phenomena-based product, and it enables students to apply science and engineering practices while engaging with cross-cutting concepts. So we provide a scaffolded claim evidence reasoning, or CER, experience, so students can go in and manipulate and collect real-world data as evidence to support a claim and then write a scientific argument. So we're really diving deeper and at the same time broadening out to support teachers in every subject area, not only building knowledge and vocabulary, but also diving deep into things like science specifically.
Yeah, and it's so wild because I, you know, like so many educators, as you mentioned, you know, came to BrainPop because of the videos, still there, right? And loving all of that content. But I do feel like every time I connect with a team member or I chat with an educator who's using BrainPop in a classroom environment, there's something new, right? Like the pause points, which I was introduced to last year, and just so many different resources within this platform that make it such a compelling place to come back to. So, you know, what is happening at BrainPop related to our conversation today about building essential literacy skills more broadly?
So literacy and content learning are deeply intertwined, and research has proven that incorporating skill building throughout instruction is better than teaching skills in isolation. So essential literacy skills are transferable, high-impact reading, writing, and language skills that are universally needed to drive student proficiency and growth toward grade level and state level standards. And some of the essential literacy skills that we emphasize at BrainPop are things like making logical inferences with explicit details and citing specific evidence to support conclusions, determining central ideas, summarizing key supporting details, interpreting words and phrases, and of course, acquiring and using academic and domain-specific words. And we've been building these skills with BrainPop for, you know, since the beginning, but we're also now providing the ability to measure them within the product and empowering teachers and administrators with new reports and insights into this skill development.
And I think that's a really important layer for educators who are looking to infuse literacy skills across different content areas, want to bring in the pieces that might feel like they belong. I'm doing air quotes for us here, right, on our video recording, but right, feel like they belong in just one part of the day. So I love that idea of infusing this work into different subject areas than we might think, you know, related to literacy skill development. So I do want to circle back, though, you know, to the importance of helping students build background knowledge, right? This has come up already as we're chatting and grow their vocabulary. Why are both of these so critical for literacy development?
So the more kids know about a subject, the easier it will be for them to read and understand a text about that topic. And studies have shown that, you know, students who have more general knowledge, who score better on tests of general knowledge, understand more of what they read. So it's like, you know, it is being knowledge rich and really understanding a topic that is going to enable them to read text and comprehend more of that text as well. And then a student's ability to make sense of grade level text also depends on adequate vocabulary. So if a student encounters texts with too many unfamiliar or challenging words, they have difficulty with comprehension. And then that limits their ability to develop the skills and strategies they need to grow as readers. So it's really got to be a combination of background knowledge and vocabulary helping students make sense of text.
Yeah. And, you know, as I think about my own classroom experience, using technology, using BrainPop videos to introduce concepts to students or to revisit something that maybe I thought I didn't explain quite right, or they needed to see with some visuals or something a little bit different. You know, can you talk about this role of technology, right? Whether it's video content, right? Other content we might access just a little more easily
with digital tools. This role of technology in building background knowledge and vocabulary learning, you know, how has it evolved, right, over the years? Yeah. So when I was a teacher, this always felt like almost like a chicken or the egg problem. So students need background knowledge to make sense of the text they're going to engage with. But sometimes the only way that we provide in schools for them to acquire background knowledge is through tech. And that's really where I think technology can come in and help level the playing field. So, you know, when I taught fifth grade, my students had a wide range of prior knowledge and life experiences. But I knew if we watched a BrainPop movie, it would give everyone the same context to build upon, the same background knowledge and vocabulary that we could then go into a lesson. So, for example, as we watched a BrainPop movie on the history of railroads and we engaged with vocabulary related to America's evolving transportation system, then I knew my students would have a better shot at tackling what was our DBQ that year in fifth grade, mm-hmm. Based question. It required them to wade through really complex primary sources and read about the railroad's impact on the Erie Canal. I knew that they had to be primed and have some background knowledge before they were really going to be able to grapple with those complex texts. So I think BrainPop for me was like a great equalizer and like getting everybody some background knowledge, vocabulary, so we could go and engage deeper. And then we're building not only, you know, the ability to build background knowledge and vocabulary through the movies, but for them to also go in and apply what they've learned and deepen that learning through things like our concept mapping tools. So they can pull in ideas that they're forming from that railroads movie and begin to connect them to other advances in transportation within our concept mapping tool, right? They're beginning to build ideas. And that there's just such a huge opportunity for technology to go far beyond multiple choice quizzes and really engage students with meaningful performance tasks, authentic writing experiences. And we're also very interested in how technology can help save teachers time in grading those experiences, right? It takes a lot more time to grade a concept map or a piece of writing, CER, than it does to get an auto-graded score from a quiz. So we're investing in things like clickable rubrics, as well as assisted grading for open-ended texts. We want to make sure we're supporting teachers and students at the same time.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you highlighted just that ease and efficiency too of the platform and gathering data and acting on that information. And it was so funny as you were talking, I was thinking back to, you know, I taught fifth grade in New York State for several years. And, you know, the Erie Canal came up a lot more in my conversations, you know, 10 years ago than it does right now. And I was thinking to myself, have I seen that railroad video? Like, I bet we watched that one, right? And some of those conversations too. So it's just so, you know, wild to think about this evolution, right, of technology, not just from consuming content like videos, which is so important, right, for building background knowledge, but also the concept mapping that you mentioned too, right? We're not, you know, just passively, right, engaging with content. We are actively, right, creating something that's going to help us retain that information and talk about what we just saw together. So I'm so glad you highlighted all those pieces that I love about the platform. And, you know, now I feel like I'm going to do like an Erie Canal deep dive after we finish up today. You know, and it's one of those things too that we think about maybe in social studies, maybe in science, maybe in a math class, but, you know, how does strong background knowledge and vocabulary, you know, this vocabulary base that we want students to build impact other areas of learning and academic performance? Can you talk a little bit more about these cross-curricular connections?
Yeah, you know, there's this expression that every teacher is a literacy teacher because literacy skills are really they really need to be incorporated across the curriculum. It's, you know, literacy is a communication skill and students need to be able to communicate their thinking in math, science, social studies, every subject in the classroom and then in the real world, right? They need to be able to communicate these things beyond school and throughout their lives. And so I think we're really building for not only academic success with literacy skills, but life success. And there's an interesting recent study by the RAND Corporation that showed BrainPop is the second most leveraged edtech solution amongst social studies teachers. Mm-hmm. And then the RAND analysis also highlighted the connection between increased instructional time in social studies and improved literacy, because social studies can help develop students' pro knowledge, which is critical for reading comprehension. So I do really believe that every teacher is responsible for literacy skills, and students have to be able to explain their thinking, explain their reasoning in every subject now.
Yeah, you know, as a classroom teacher, I often would try and, you know, bring that picture book into the socials to kick off the social studies lesson, right? And, you know, make connections to different literacy skills and have that video content, right, that we would share just to get students thinking and really seeing different vocabulary words in action. And, you know, I'd love to hear from your experience. When we started off our conversation today, you know, you're talking about your time in classroom, some of the lab sites, different things. You know, can you share some success stories where tech-rich experiences have helped in building this knowledge base for students?
Sure. So, like I shared, one of my favorite experiences is going into the classroom and observing teachers. And I've had the privilege of observing some really incredible teachers who are absolute masters of their craft, as well as brand new teachers who are sometimes a bit isolated and alone in the classroom for the first time. So I'm always thinking about how can we take what these master teachers are already doing and build those best practices directly into the product. So for example, our new pause points feature was built to do just that. Master teachers actively engage students when they're using a BrainPop movie for instruction. So they're constantly pausing and having students make a prediction or activate prior knowledge. They're having them check for comprehension or make a connection. So we thought, let's use technology to build that amazing user experience that master teachers are doing and build it out so that every teacher can benefit from it. And that's really how we came up with Pause Points. So they're questions and prompts that are built directly into the BrainPop movie experience, and they're to intentionally activate students' background knowledge and build subject-specific vocabulary while they're going. So same thing those awesome master teachers are already doing, but let's scale it and make it accessible to everyone.
And I love Pause Points. I've had the chance to play around with that and see that in action. And I do think it's such a great example of how you can bring, you know, that type of work, right? That type of just emphasis, right, on the importance of giving everyone a moment into the work that you're doing across different content areas. So for someone who's listening today, you know, and they want to integrate technology into their existing literacy program to enhance knowledge building and their vocabulary learning, right? How can teachers do this? How can they integrate technology into something they're already doing with these goals in mind?
Yeah, Monica, I love that you referenced using a picture book earlier to build background knowledge and get your students leaning. So if you can use a picture book with your students, you can use technology with your students. You can start with BrainPop because they're the same skills, the same kind of pausing, stopping, activating skills that you use. So I always like to think, you know, use technology in an equitable way to really level the playing field for your student, to get them to lean into your lesson. So students do not come to school bursting with excitement to learn about mean idea or how to cut text, right? Like that. They're not like chomping at the bit for this, but they do come to school excited to learn about stuff. So whether it's bats or mummies or ancient Egypt, use that to get them to like really learn literacy skills in context with the content that gets them to lean in and truly engages them.
Yeah, such a great reminder, right? It might be railroads that gets them in to the conversation, right? And they're building their vocabulary and of course their literacy skills right alongside that. So Karina, where can people connect with you? Where can they learn more about your work, more about BrainPop and all the things that are happening there?
Kendra, you're welcome to connect with me on LinkedIn, on social media channels. My handle is Ms. Lynch. You can follow BrainPop's blog, BrainPop's social media channels. We have a ton of events that we participate in. I love going to these and meeting with teachers. So we can drop the link to that and the channel as well.
Perfect. And for anyone listening right now, they can click on all the links in the show notes. They can follow along. I thank you so much for your time today, for sharing everything that's new, as well as these content knowledge and knowledge building and vocabulary acquisition connections.
Thank you so much, Monica. This was awesome.
It was lots of fun chatting with Karina about all things BrainPop and literacy. So let's make this EdTech easy with a few key points from today's episode. Incorporate literacy skills into every content area. Use engaging video content to boost background knowledge. Look for new ways to introduce domain-specific vocabulary to students. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from today's episode at classtechtips.com/podcast, including all the ways to connect with the team at BrainPop, our sponsor for today's episode. If you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or maybe another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. When you follow along with the podcast, each new episode will download for you automatically so you don't miss a thing. Check back on Tuesday for another new episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast.